The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Krisus Daf Dalet. The Gemara talks about the Issur Chelev, whether it applies by Chaya, by Behema. And the Gemara talks about various Isurim that are said by Behema, whether they apply to Chaya and Oif. So, some place where we see this very much in the Gela Maisa is in Ulfus Basa Becholov. Pasuk says, like Sevashel Gedi Bachalev Imoy, Gedi is a Behema. So, what about Basar of a Chaya? What about Basar Oif? So there's machlokes tanoim about this in Parakol HaBosar. Maisa we paskin that the Issur D'Oraisa is only koilel behemus, not chayav v'oif, but it's still awesome in Rabbanan. As we know, we don't eat chicken or chicken soup together with milk. Right? And the kapanon is in Issur D'Rabbanan. Now, what's very interesting is that I think if you ask people who never learned the Inyan, they probably wouldn't even know that there is a difference between Basar Behema and Basar Oif. As far as Basar Becholov, that Behema is Daraisa and Oif is Darabonon, people don't even realize that. My point is, why don't they realize it? Because La Halacha, there's very little difference, Halacha L'maisa, between Basar Behema Becholov and Basar Oif Becholov. There is an Afkamina L'mashal as far as the Isser Bishal, the Isser Hano, that the Klal is in the beginning of the Basar Becholov in Siman Pei Zayin, says that any Basar Becholov which is Derabanan is only also by Achilo. The Gzeir Derabanan, they only made by Achilo, not by Bishel and Hano. With the exception of there is an Issa Maris Ayin, which could apply even by Bishel and Hano. But even in Maris Ayin, there are some coolest about Basar Oif Becholov, Ayin Shom and Siman Pei Zayin. You'll see the details. But besides for that, there's very little difference, Halacha L'maisa, between Basar Behema and Basar Oif, in Hilchos Basar Becholov. So let's just bring this out a little bit, and maybe we can say Shtegel Hasber. So let's go through the halachas. This is one place where you see this. Go through the halachas of hamtana, of waiting, between eating basar and cholov, or the reverse, cholov and then basar. So, and as we know, there's a difference between them. So let's first go through basar and then cholov. So, according to many Rishonim, which Anan Bnei Ashkenaz, whom we follow, they hold that you don't need to wait any set amount of time. All you need is siluk, which means that you finish your flesh gesuda, and then you can move on and have mochiks in a separate suda. Or if you make kinuach v'hadocha, if you clean out your mouth and atil sidayim, certainly if you do all of that, kinuach hadocha and atil sidayim, and siluk, and you start a new suda, certainly that would be enough. And in fact, there are moments in Paytesa based paskins like this, meikar hadin. The Rambam L'maisa says that Halacha L'maisa, we should be machmal like the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam is that you have to wait 6 hours between fleishigs and milchigs, and the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is like that. And the Rambam says that we should be machmal. But in Ikar Adin, the Rambam really holds like the other Rishonim, Kedarkoi, that the pasuk is like the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam, that you don't need to wait. Okay. Now, what about a tapshal basar? That's all if you ate a piece of meat. What if you ate, let's say, a potato from the chalent? It was meat in the chalent. You didn't eat meat. You ate the liquid. You ate a potato, something like that. So tapshal basar, and then you want to have cholov. So then even the mechaber is mekel, that all you need is netil sidayim. Maybe also kinuach v'adocha. There's a shayla about that. However, in the Sefer Isavahetar, he's machmir. The tapshal shal basar is like basar mamish, and the Rambam is machma like that. And that means that even though the Rambam holds maker adin, and even in basar mamish, you don't need to wait, but maisa is machma, and he's machma over here as well. What about tafshil basar and then tafshil gvino? Right, a flesh gefood and then a milch gefood, neither of which is basar or gvino mamish. So either the bechaber is maker, you don't need anything in between. The Ramah says you need netil sidayim. The Ramah in Teres Chadas is mice if you need kinuach v'hadocha. And the Mashal says no, even that's not enough. And that's takat halacha. That's what we do. if you eat, like we said, a potato from the challah, and then you want to eat soup, let's say that was cooked with milchix, without eating the actual milchix, so we're machmer that even until the kinuch ha'dachin, this time is not enough, you have to wait. How long do you have to wait? So the mashal himself is mavur in the mashal that all you need is to wait an hour, 1 hour. That you need 6 hours. Not so clear where this comes from, but that's what Ramayisha Nemzon, and I think that's the minig, so that's what we do. Okay, that's all as far as Basar Behemah. What about Basar Oif? Lamashal, somebody eats chicken soup. He didn't have chicken, he just had the soup, and now he wants to have milchix, or Tafshal Shal Chalav. Does he have to wait? So the Paiskim don't seem to talk about this, but it would seem that the Stimas HaPaiskim, from the fact that they don't say anything, that would seem to indicate that it's the same halacha. Now, Basar Oif is the same as Basar Behemah. So here we see that we don't make any distinction between Basar Oif and Basar Behemah in this issue. That's all as far as Basar and then Chalav. What about the reverse? What if you have Chalav, then you want to have Basar? So the Mechaber and the Ramah Paskin that you need Kinuch Adach, you have to clean out your mouth. And what about Tavshal Shal Chalav and then Basar? So again, over there it says you need until Siyadayim, and the Teres Chata says also Kinuch Adach. And what about Tavshal Chalav and then Tavshal Basar? So the Ramah says you need until Siyadayim. What about Kinuch Adach? You have to clean out your mouth. So the Teres Chata says you do not need it. However, the Eli Rab and Erechaim Tzim and Kufayim Gimel says you do need Kinuch Vadocha. Knas HaGdol also says this, and he is Maisif Shekein Nohegin. And I think then that's Taka the Minig. By us, that's what we do. And now let's get back to Oif. So what if you have first Milchix, and then you want to have Oif? So, the Rama is Machmer, the Adyuda brings it out from the Teres Chatas, that it's the same thing like Basa Bahema. And as I state in the Tashbitz Katan, and others for him as well. So kum dechais, what do we have from here? That we're machmal like the Rambam, that you need 6 hours by fleshings and then milchigs. We're also machmal like the Rishainim, that by milchigs and then fleshings, you need until sedayim and kinuch ladoch. And we also treat basar oif like basar behema. And we treat tavshal basar like basar. And tavshal gvina like gvina. So we take all the chumras. So l'chayr, what's the pshat in all of this? There's so many reasons to be makel in these various cases, befrat, then even if a person would eat a sandwich, a cheeseburger sandwich that was not cooked together, just he has a burger, he has fleishigs, and a piece of cheese, and it's cold. I'll give a different example, a sandwich with a piece of deli and a piece of cheese. What did he do wrong? He's no issa deraisa, because it wasn't cooked together. And basa b'chol deraisa is only derech bishul. So, that's even if you ate it together, mamish, and here it's with waiting, with this, with that, with all the different kulas, basar oif. So why are we so machmer? So I think we could say a very posh pshat. The Ramban says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, the Ritva and the Ran also say this. They're talking about recha. Recha is when you cook two things in an oven together, so the reach goes from one to the other. The Ramban says as follows. Shegozru b'basar b'chol of yosem mishari surin. That basar b'chol is more chamer than other isurim. Why? Mipneisha mekilin boy, because people are lenient with it. V'lei parshi inchi minei. People are not naturally; they don't keep themselves away from it. Why? Hoyel v'chol echad hetter b'fnei atzmai, because each one is mutter. If you talk about chaylev or nevela, so we're not used to eating chaylev or nevela. You don't have to make so many chumras. But basar is kosher of flesh, and chalav is kosher of milk. So we're used to having it. So the Isser is to have it together. So we have to create extra Isurim, extra Chumras, with the Rabbanon. And he says, you find Kama Gedarim and Basam Chalav, that you're not allowed to put it on the same table together. Mashiach and Shari Isurim is Mutter. Akoponim, based on this Ramban, this is very Poshid, that's why the Menhagim have been very much to be Machmir in Basam Chalav, to treat Basar Oif like Basar Behema, and to be Machmer and Tavshel, and all the Chumras that we said.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-3
Va'ad. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.